What's going on, everybody? This is True to the Culture Podcast. I am one of two hosts. I am Mick Live, joined here with
Miss Lopez.
And we back, y'all. After a good 3 weeks, you know, life was coming at us fast, and we had to Yeah. We had to handle business.
Yeah, they literally said, first of all, they said with my kids that they were going to go, you know, half to school, like a hybrid setting, half homeschool. And then I think a week before school started, they were like, ha, surprise, y'all are all homeschooling your kids. This is all virtual. And then 2 days before school started, my job was like, hey, come back to work Thursday. And then I started my junior year of college. So it was like, I went from 6 months of chilling at home, relaxing, to everything hitting me all at once. Like, I'm so tired.
That's fucking crazy. That's life hitting you very fast.
I know. So it's like I'm working 40 hours a week at nighttime because I work grave shift, and then homeschooling my kids in the morning. I put one of my kids in Catholic school, so she's actually going to school. So I wake up, you know, drive her to school, then come back, homeschool my kids, all that. Like,
That's a lot on the plate.
Yeah, and then doing my junior year of college, full course load work. Oh, my God, man. We had to take a break. We just had to.
Yeah, we had to. But now we back, and now we ready to pod. And, you know, life was definitely going crazy. So, but now that we back, we ready to get things going and get back to what we was doing before.
It feels like we're starting all over.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we get a chance to let fans catch up to all the pods, and now we get to hit them with new content. Plus, this is season two, by the way.
Yeah, we did our first season, 10 episodes. Now we're going to hit the second season up and be better than ever, I think. I hope.
Yeah, nah, we definitely going to get better because it ain't no going down from here, only up. But besides that, how you been, though?
I've been good, you know.
Sound stressed. You sound depleted.
I am. I'm so tired. I'm telling you. Like, I get it. Like, those are my kids, so I got to do what I got to do. But it's like, you know, nobody signed up to be a homeschool mom, college student, and working full time all by herself. Like, that's a lot.
That's a grind. But once it's all finished, you know, it's the sacrifices that you made just so you can live a better life.
For sure.
That's all it is. Progress.
I saw in the UK that they're about to go into a second quarantine.
Honestly, I think they should. Around here, especially, too. I think we should go into a second quarantine, too. The number's been spiking, especially at the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been a lot of people.
Oh, whoa. People at our job got? Because we work together.
People at all over, like in Ocean, in Borgata,
in Bally's.
Yeah, Bally's, Caesars, everywhere. All the casinos right now is torched right now.
I know. I was walking at work, and I was, you know, I was ear hustling, and somebody was talking, and they were like, yeah, you know, so-and-so from Borgata? Yeah, he just died of COVID. I'm like, yo, what the hell? Like, we're there just, I feel like it's not important for us to be there. Like, if we gonna put our, you know, like, I don't know, I just feel like I shouldn't be putting my life on the line or my health on the line for a casino.
I mean, especially if the dealers get it, because the dealers come into more contact with the people than, well, dealers and cocktail servers, but insecurity.
No, the dealers have, they have a plastic wall.
You're still touching chips, though.
Yeah, but, okay, that, but they don't have they have a shield on them and on the table. Like, the cocktail servers don't have that.
Either, I mean, honestly, nobody knows how the virus is spreading, so anyway, like, no matter what, people still getting it in the shields up, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just luck of the draw, I guess. Really.
And the odds being your favor, huh?
That's why you should eat healthy and stuff like that. Try to fight them viruses off.
All right, with your vegan self.
That's all. But it's definitely scary out here now. But just keep being clean, hygiene. You know what I mean?
I don't think that America would go for another quarantine. I really don't.
I mean, they pockets can't withstand it, another quarantine where they gotta give us money and stuff like that, but
yeah.
I'm sure up for it.
Me too, but I just know that that whole I'm not wearing a mask nation, they not having that shit. They you know, I saw something the other day where this lady got arrested for not wearing, well, she got arrested for trespassing because she wasn't wearing a mask at a high school game. All the other parents were wearing masks, and she's sitting there like, "Why don't arrest me? Da, 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 I didn't do nothing." And they, you know, the cop is telling her like, "Put on your mask," and then he ends up tasing her. And then I see like so many people putting up like, "This is outrageous!" Da, 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 da. And it's like I kind of want to just be like, "Well, she should have just listened to the police officer's orders."
Yeah, she should have just complied. Then she would have got tased.
she would never got arrested. All you gotta do is follow the rules, lady. Yeah. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, they say ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Hey.
Facts. So if all she had to do was comply, she wouldn't have got tased.
It's just funny we don't see that same energy with other people, you know what I mean? Like when a person of color is getting arrested, and so it's like, "Oh yeah, lock that thug up, da 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 da," but now when it's like a white lady, it's like, "Oh my god, why are they doing that? Blah 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 blah." It's like, yeah, she was breaking the rules.
Follow the rules and nothing happened. You follow the rules, nothing should happen. Especially, I mean, but it is kind of crazy, though, at a football game, like, everybody already distanced. But it is what it is. That's the rules. That's how they want shit to be done. So you got to comply with what they want.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not her property. So if whoever owns that property, they say, "Hey, these are my rules here," then you got to follow it. And if you don't, just fucking leave. That's it.
Stay home. Don't go out if you can't comply. Real shit.
Other news. Our girl Cardi B filed for divorce, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. She filed for divorce. But, you know, if you really love somebody, I feel like y'all should always try and work it out, though. Why did they even end up getting a divorce anyway?
She said on her... she said that because... It's not because someone said like, "Oh, he cheated and he's got another baby on the way." And she was like, "No, that's false. The thing is like things are bad. I'm just tired of it. And, you know, I'm ready to go move on before I do get cheated on or anything like that." And like the thing about it is like he didn't set his marriage up for hard times. Like he was already cheating on her consistently and humiliating her publicly, like, and she forgave him. So now to the point where it's like they're not getting along, she's just like, "You know what, fuck it, like, why am I dealing with this? I can get, you know," and she's moving on. Like I feel her on that.
Yeah, I definitely feel her on that. Like she just done being like being treated the way she is and shit, so it's time to move on. She got better shit to do than just fuck around and play the little kid games and shit all day. She making millions of dollars as it is, so why would she sit and tolerate that shit?
Yeah, because it's like, it'd be one thing if, like, okay, you're married and, you know, like, your husband tries and he consistently tries to, you know, you're not going to be happy every day, all day in your marriage, but... there, you know, a good has to outweigh the bad. So now she's to the point where she's making a pro and cons list of like, "All right, well, you know, I do love him. We do have a kid together, but he cheats on me. But he does this, but he does that." It's like, you know, at the end of the day, she's going to end up walking away because he did too much. He embarrassed her too much along the way. And now she's to the point where she can't even decipher like, "Okay, but I still love him." Like, now she's just like, whatever. Like, I'm done with this.
I think that just comes from just being manipulated. Like, your mind is just so fucked up from just being manipulated and tormented so much and shit that you just don't know if you want to leave and keep going through this shit or you want to just stay and just keep putting up with the bullshit. I mean, y'all do have a kid together, so it's like, can we make it work just for the kid's sake, or is it just really time to call it quits?
But it's like, who wants to do that? Like, kids pick up on that shit. You know what I mean? Like, why stay together with somebody that you're not happy with? He's not making her happy. And then add on top of that all the bullshit he did to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially with the rumors with him being falsely accused of getting another woman pregnant and shit. Like, that's corny in itself.
Yeah, like the last side chick that came out. Like, "Oh, I didn't think their marriage was serious." Like... He
what do you mean?
Well, you know what that means? That means he put that idea in her head, like, "Oh yeah, like, we married and shit, but, you know,
it's whatever,
blah blah, it's whatever." That's why she thought that way, because he put her in the position to feel like, well, their marriage is not that serious. He fed her a dream and her stupid ass believed it. And look, she ended up staying with him. But now it's like, you know, if you don't set up the building blocks for your relationship to have a strong foundation, which he didn't do because he kept fucking playing her, like, she'll get to the point where she's like, you know what? I'm better than this. I don't need a man who's going to embarrass the fuck out of me in front of the world. Like, I feel her on that. Like, I don't think any woman or man should stay in a relationship that they keep getting their heart broken in. Who wants to do that? No one.
And especially when you the main, I feel like she the main source of income.
She is.
Like, when you the main source of income, you ain't got to tolerate that shit.
But that, and that's a, like, a, like a power thing too. Like, you don't want it, the relationship to be like, well, I make all the money, so, you know, you can get the stepped in, but like,
but I'm not going to be the breadwinner and take as much shit as I'm taking either.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Like, there has to be a give. Like, all right, I make all the money, but you treat me good and, you know, you take care of the house or whatever. Like, I wouldn't be opposed to having a stay-at-home dad, but it's like, you better be on your P's and Q's. Like, that's that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how his fathering skills is, but I hope he's a good dad.
So. I hope so, too. I hope culture and all, what does he have, 4 children? I hope they all, you know, don't suffer from this. I mean, kids suffer in divorce, but they're better off in the long run if the relationship is toxic. Like, I know a lady that has, she had 6 kids. The 3 older ones were old enough to witness the toxicity of the relationship, right? Of the parents. The younger 3, you know, they were little when the parents got divorced. So they didn't really see any of that, or, you know, whether they did or not, the kids don't remember, you know, they might not remember it. So when now looking at it, the kids are grown and you see the first 3, like, they're struggling in life. And then you see the last 3 and they're doing amazing. You know what I mean? It's like, and that's not their fault. It's, you know, it's just like, don't stay in a toxic relationship, because that's the part that affects kids more than getting a divorce and y'all just going your separate ways and being happy separately.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But at the end of the day, I feel like, I don't think she's going to leave, really. Like, I mean, she might have it, like, the divorce shit and all that shit ready right now, but it ain't finalized. Mm-hmm. I believe it when it's finalized. So when they say that it's finalized, then I really believe it's true.
Yeah, and everybody jumping in her DM, and she's like, listen, I don't want to date. I feel her, like, when you know.
She's been in a relationship for I don't know how long, so.
It's like 3 years, married.
Yeah. So,
like, that takes,
let her grieve,
take,
at least.
Take time. Yeah, let her take some time for herself. And then, you know, I just can't fucking wait till this girl finds her Russell Wilson. I tell you that.
Yeah, that's just going to be hilarious and shit.
Motherfuckers around the world are going to be hurt all over again, just like they are with that Sierra and Future situation.
I mean, the nice guy don't always finish last and shit. So, I mean, big ups to Russell Wilson, though, because he do take care of little baby Future and shit.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and Sierra got everything that she deserved, you know what I mean? Like, she left a toxic situation, and she found her Prince Charming. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I don't see nothing wrong with it either, but you gotta do what makes you happy, so.
Mm-hmm.
You only get one life to live. Don't waste it.
Mm-hmm. So. Especially don't waste it with an ain't shit motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, leave him.
Word. Do what's right for yourself, man.
Yeah.
Make sure that you do get yourself right before you do anything else.
That's it, like, because they'll say, like, oh, you know, you got kids, don't nobody going to want you, and blah, blah, blah. That is fucking false.
Yeah,
false as hell, I'm telling you. Like, I have 3 kids, and when I left my ex, like, he tried to pull that bullshit. It's like, all right, motherfucker, like, I made a stepdaddy out of you. What you think I'm going to do to the next person? Like, get the fuck out of here. That has never, ever stopped people trying to pursue me or anything like that. So, like, don't believe the false narrative of that your baby dad tries to tell you, like, oh, no one's going to want you. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that is bullshit, because, you know, it's somebody out there in the world that always wants somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a good thing, though. Since we speaking about relationships, I seen on Facebook that you had recently got in one.
Yeah, we made it Facebook official.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Congratulations. Now you're officially off the market.
Thank you. I guess I gotta go find a PlayStation to buy or something.
Yeah. Go snag up. Go find somebody who can get you the hookup on the plug. That's what you was looking for, right? The plug.
Yeah, the plug. I need the plug. If any of the listeners got the plug, I gotta get an Xbox for my daughter too. She wants a new one. I've been trying, but it's like, the store will let you put it in the cart, and then once you go to pay, it disappears.
That's crazy. Cause I haven't had any chance or any success at fucking getting anything. That shit, once that shit hit, like just like that, it was just gone.
It's fucking resellers, man. They get on my fucking nerves. I already seen that, like, somebody had the PlayStation. They were selling it on eBay for $1,500. Like, come on.
I seen $1,100, but I ain't see $1,500. But
yeah, I seen $1,500. It was like $1,543. That's so annoying.
Either way, you taking a risk on buying them shits, but people either gonna pay the money for it or they're not. Like,
yeah,
it's only gonna come down to who really wanna wait to get the P5 or the Xbox.
Man, I'll wait. That shit's already $500. I'm not paying $1,500. Like, I get it, it's for my daughter, but she can wait.
Christmas right around the corner anyway.
That's it's gonna be all price gouging around Christmas. I already know it.
Don't matter. Christmas presents, you gotta get that shit. That's the hottest thing. You gotta jump on that fast.
That's literally all she wants. She's like, Mom, all I want is the new Xbox, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, man. Like, you had to pick the hottest toy in the market.
And she probably gonna get the hottest toy on the market.
Oh, she will. That's my baby, you know. Yeah.
As long as the grades and all that stuff is good, you can get whatever you want when you a child.
Yeah, she's doing really good with the virtual school. It's just, I just feel bad for the kids being on the laptops all damn day.
Yeah, I'm just glad that my niece don't got to do that shit. So she only 4, but pre-K, I think they even doing pre-K for kids too.
Yeah, my son is 4. I had him on, you know, the pre-K, and I did it for 3 days, and I posted a picture of how my son looked on that Zoom, and that shit was funny as hell, because he literally looked like if a ghost was on the screen scaring him. Every day he was crying. He don't like it. He don't want to go on the computer. And it was stupid. Like, we go on there, and they're like, today's lesson is how to turn your Zoom mic off. Like, yo, my son does not need to know how to turn a Zoom mic on and off to succeed in life. I promise you that. He'll figure that shit out. But you know what he does need to learn at this age? His ABCs, his 1, 2, 3s, how to wait, you know, how to take turns. Shit like that. Like, the curriculum was just so stupid. So I'm like, you know what? In New Jersey, the requirement is you don't have to... Pre-K and it's not required in New Jersey, so I just pulled him out, and I've been doing my own thing with him, and so far he's picked up on a lot of stuff, so I'll put him back in when they open the school. But that Zoom life it's not for everybody.
And that's fucking crazy that you said that they was trying to teach him how to turn the mic on and off. Like,
it was such a shit show. I'm telling you, you can't even hear the teacher because all the kids are crying, talking. You just hear mad noise in the background. Kids taking off their shirts.
That's probably because she was trying to teach him how to turn the mic off. She was tired of hearing that shit.
But as stupid as, like, the teacher, as the moderator, you can turn off the screen, the mics. So why are we wasting these kids' time, like, teaching them how to turn on and off the mic? Just turn it on for them. Like, there's an article coming out that, like, they see parents smoking and drinking on the Zoom. And
yeah, I seen that too.
That's crazy.
People wilding and shit, but you gotta think about it. I'm in the comfort of my
own home. Yeah, so
I'm gonna do what I want to do in my house.
Yeah, I get that, but it's like, you know, damn, you're not gonna hide it a little bit from the teachers to see.
Fuck it. It's my house. I'll pay the bills in this motherfucker. But nah, the one thing that they should probably be trying to teach the kids, though, is like, yeah, like you said, though, how to take turns, how to raise your hand and shit. So we, like, the teacher would be able to, like, select the child so they could turn the mic on.
Yeah.
So they can talk and shit like that. But besides that, what else can you really be teaching them but the numbers and letters and shapes and shit like that?
Yeah, that's why I took my kid out. It's just like, this is stupid. Like, it's just giving him, he's just crying all day on it. Like, he didn't want to do it. So it's like, why am I struggling trying to teach him stuff online that he doesn't want to do? And it's not like this is a proven method that works. So, like, you know what does work? Like, real homeschooling at home, how it should be done. Like, because this virtual school is not real homeschooling. You know what I mean?
Were you paying for the Zoom, or was it, like, free?
No, it's this public school.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because if you was paying for that shit, I would have definitely called up there. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it was a hot mess. But, like, I was homeschooled as a kid for 5 years, so... You know, and back then there wasn't no computers or anything, like, so I know how it should go. Like, that homeschooling stuff they were doing online, that's not real. Like, it was stupid.
Yeah, that's just something to get people back in where I actually knew this one chick. She was I don't want to say homeschooling, but she was a teacher, and she was like doing the video things and with the students and shit. And so when she would do like field trips, like, the teachers would like link up, and like they would go to like the amusement park and shit, and they would be on live and shit, like going down, like going on the roller coaster and shit, like taking pictures and shit, like, and the kids would have to take pictures or screenshots or something like that of the shit that they was doing, like, and like have and make collages and shit, and like show the collages on the on Zoom.
Listen, imagine you're a kid. How fucking played you would feel. Like, damn, my school said we was going on a field trip and that shit was virtual. Like, come on. Like, man, those were the best days in school. Like, where you get to, everybody wear the same t-shirt, everybody get on the bus and go to Six Flags or something. Like, those are the best days in school. And, like, these kids are getting cheated, man.
That shit crazy. Because I said, yo, man, y'all, they had to watch y'all have fun. They had to watch y'all have fun. Like, that's insane, man.
I'd be pissed if I were a kid.
Yeah, but I mean...
But you know what? Like, and another thing is, like, I put it on my Facebook and I said, like, this homeschooling, this Zoom schooling is not for my son. Like, it's just not for everybody. Don't come on my post talking about, well, my kid is doing well. Like, I don't want to hear about your kid. This is not working for me. So we're leaving it. And then, you know, right away, people started hopping on, like, well, my kid loves it and doing great, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, man, but, like, your kid is on a tablet 24/7. Of course he's doing good with the Zoom thing. Yeah, that's what he's used to. Yeah. Exactly. He's been on the screen since he got off your tit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. But that's how it is nowadays. All the kids is just so focused on the technology. Like, my niece already at 3 or 2, she was fucking around with the tablet already. So it was like, they already got it. It's already available to them early.
Yeah, my son, he don't have a tablet. I recently got him one because it's like, while I'm trying to do my schoolwork, he literally, because I'm in college, he will literally, like, not stop talking to me. Like, because he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that, like, mommy's at school right now. Like, and I'll have to be on my Zoom classes, and he's, you know, talking in the background. You can see him jumping around, like, all the other students are, like, laughing, like, oh, my God, your son's giving me life. But it's like, no, it's, you know, on my side, it's...
I can't focus.
It's giving me anxiety because I can't focus, and I know this is gonna affect my grade. So, like, I got him a tablet to watch while I'm on my Zoom classes so I can actually pay attention. So that's been working out, but it's like,
well, that's good. He just need to be occupied. You know what I mean? Just give him like some Spider-Man or some type of superhero character so he can watch. EBGs.
Nah, like, he'll put on his costume and then he'll be in the Zoom camera like, can I show them my costume? And I'm like, man, like, this is...
In the class, you got to have mic on all times?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, they want your mic on, they want your camera on, because they say, like, if your camera's off, they're going to assume you're not there. And it's like, listen, I'd love to have my camera off so I could just, like, do other shit while I'm listening to you. Like, I could be cleaning my room or folding some laundry. Like, you know what I mean?
But even if you're doing that, you're not really completely focused on the task.
Yeah, but it's being recorded, so I can watch it later.
Well, I ain't know you was recording the Zoom meetings and shit. Like, you can do that shit on there?
Oh, I don't know. I got my personal recorder. I got it on the bottom of the screen.
Oh, so you record every class and shit every day?
Yeah, because, like, you know, because my son will be making mad noise. So, like, sometimes I have to play it back because I can't hear it. And if, you know, they can't fault me for that, I feel like.
Nah, that's shit. That's smart.
I'm trying to adjust. Like, I'm trying to make it work for me, you know?
That shit's smart and shit, because if you're not good at taking notes, at least you can just go back and re-listen to the shit that mm-hmm. you just heard. And mm-hmm. I'm more of a listener anyway, so if I had a recording, I could just play that shit over and over again in my head, and then that shit would be like listening to a song and shit.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that shit. You doing mad shit right now. You got school, you got work, you got homeschool. I applaud you. You're doing a good job.
Thanks.
Keep grinding though, man. You know, it's not over yet, so.
I know.
I mean, the semester will be over soon though.
I know.
December, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you only gotta make it, what, 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's all good.
So if you're in the same boat as I am, we're all on the same fucking ship, sinking, just keep going.
Nah, I don't think you're sinking. You're just staying afloat right now.
All
right. That's all.
Anyway, so we've been talking about this highly anticipated giveaway, cash giveaway that True to the Culture podcast is doing.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. You guys know our email, 3tcpod@gmail.com. We've been seeing you guys send us topics and all that, which is all good, but we were taking a break. So keep sending us the topics, keep sending us the music. But this time, what we're going to do with the giveaway is, you know, we post the link on our social media. Go ahead and share that, take a screenshot, and email it to us for an entry. Every time you share it and send us a screenshot and email it to us, we will count that as your entry into the podcast. If you're not friends with us on social media and you're just a listener, because, you know, I saw that the Philippines is listening now. We're now to 12 countries are listening to us. You know, you have the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app, and just share it on your social media. Let the world know about True to the Culture podcast and send us a screenshot of your share and at 3TC podcast and with your information, your Cash App link. And then whoever wins when we do the draw next week, we'll send, how much did we say?
We're going to send out $250.
All right. $250 to your Cash App from us to you to show our appreciation to our listeners. We love you guys. Keep giving us that 5-star rating, because that every 5-star rating we get, the more and more the algorithm will show other listeners like, hey, this podcast is kind of like what you liked listening to already. So it helps us with the reviews and the 5 stars and obviously the shares. So keep sharing. We'll keep putting content out for you guys.
Oh yeah, and artists, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure y'all keep sending the music. We are getting music, thank God. You know, cause now we don't got to hit people up as often anymore. So keep sending the music, and we gonna get back at y'all with that giveaway.
Yeah, you know, we wanna use our platform to highlight your voices. So if you got music and you wanna send it through for us to put it out to our listeners, just do it. It's easy.
And that is, again, 3tcpod@gmail.com. And with that being said, we out.
All right, bye.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. With hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.